Hi, this is Wheezy, and I'm sad because I didn't get to make it to the recording today, but I have a message for you guys, okay? Because who would I be if I didn't use my platform for something other than my pussy? So we have a lot of listeners in Texas and Florida and Georgia, and why is that important? Because we have one more fucking day to exercise our right to vote in this midterm election. This is going to be the first midterm election I've ever voted in, and we all know how important this is, all right? So Texas, Beto O'Rourke, he's running against Ted Cruz for Senate. Check him out. Stacey Abrams in Georgia would be the first woman governor, black woman governor, excuse me, all right? And we know what black girl magic does. We need her. And last but not least, Andrew Gillum. You've probably heard his name. He's been super popular all over the news, but something amazing about Andrew, he's going to try to reappeal that stand your ground law, which got George Zimmerman off in the Trayvon Martin case. So important to a lot of us. So I want you guys to go and vote. And other than that, this Sunday coming up, my Sage and Sex Study Hall with Amelia Ortiz, Either Real. I'm so excited. It's going to be super intimate. We have like 10 or 15 tickets left. I can't wait to meet you guys. There's going to be a meet and greet after, but for the duration of our class, no phones or you get a spanking. Miami, Zozo Talk on 11/17. I'll see you soon. And Atlanta, December 8th, I'll see y'all too. Thank you, New York, for selling us out. We had an amazing time with you. For tickets, go check out the link in my bio at WheezyWTF. Enjoy this week's episode. I'm sure it's going to be amazing.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions. This is your girl, Mandy B, a.k.a. Full Court Pumps, a.k.a. Man Dizzle, My Nizzle, a.k.a. That Bitch, a.k.a. The Booty Bandit, a.k.a. The Booty Warrior. I am here in the flesh with some beautiful motherfucking guests. Again, as y'all know, we've had just some conflicting schedules lately, but y'all gonna get this next month two solo episodes with myself and two solo episodes with Wheezy with some super dope guests. I guess we can go ahead and have our guests introduce themselves today. We'll start. We don't, ladies first.
Absolutely.
So let's go ahead and let the listeners know who you are.
Well, I'm Jamie Paris. What's up, bitches? Hey. And that about sums it up. So there you go.
We have Jamie Paris.
I don't have the AKAs.
No, okay.
It's just Jamie or Paris or Jamie Paris.
Or Jamie Paris,
yeah,
bitch.
You know,
that's
there you
it.
Go.
That's it. And she is sitting next to the lovely. Go ahead. Do your shit.
Oh, you call me lovely. You such a sweetheart.
You is lovely
I
with
ain't
your
shit. My name is Dustin. You know, that's really it.
That's not
I'm,
really
I'm
it.
With, I'm with Look. Jamie Paris. It just kind of is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
I'm so excited to have both of you as my guests today.
Thank you.
That is Dustin from the Friend Zone. Fuck you. You want to be humble and shit.
Stop that.
But I'm excited to have you guys, you on. If you guys were in Atlanta, you may have met Dustin and I at the Black East Atlanta Love Letter promo run.
That's right.
At Georgia State University. I'm now with you. I want to, again, shout out everyone who was there. You met quite a bit of people. A lot of people loved your jokes.
Thank you. You had a
while
good
everyone
time.
Covered their ears when I spoke because I was saying some shit. They 22. They probably not licking ass yet.
Word.
But we had a great conversation about love, sex, and relationship alongside Black. If you haven't yet, please pick up his album. It is amazing.
Yes.
As well as he is a fucking amazing. And so we're going to go ahead and start off this show, and I like to, you know, kind of educate y'all, kind of open up conversation. I always like starting the conversation, and so the vanilla shit for this episode, I wanted to speak on Kehlani, who I love, and who just announced her pregnancy, and I'm so happy because I absolutely love her music.
Yeah, she's dope.
And what's crazy is it was a normal fucking I'm pregnant picture, and it started this whole ass conversation around who the father is. Y'all know she dated with, you know, Kyrie Irving, and although I was hoping he was the father because I think he's a beautiful black man, she actually ended up getting pregnant with one of her best friends.
Mm-hmm.
This may not seem like nothing.
But she didn't end up getting pregnant with him.
Well, she is,
you know,
pregnant.
Yeah, they did.
How does that work?
They didn't end up.
No, they it's
they ended
started.
Down actually. You know what I'm saying? This way.
So, this seems very normal. Y'all are like, so what the fuck? She pregnant. Who cares? It's a best friend. It's nothing serious. But the conversation surrounding it is that she recently came out as a queer woman.
Right.
And so they were like, wait, queers can have children? And wait, is a queer a lesbian? And wait. Then it also came out that her best friend, her partner, her baby daddy is also queer / possibly bisexual.
Yeah.
So now the conversation.
Possibly bisexual.
Allegedly.
Right. I don't want to, you know, just put a title on him. But this conversation came about because me and my friends were talking like, wait, so bisexual dudes still have sex with women and still can produce babies. And then you have a woman identifying as queer and they're like, wait, queers can get pregnant.
Are people just stupid?
No, you got to be. You like, have to be.
Are people stupid? Like, you don't stop reproducing because you have sex with the same.
Hello.
Are you?
Hello.
Which one?
Hello. Which one? I don't know. And so I wanted to have this question, this, you know, conversation, because I'm not going to lie. I was one of those that I know of the LGBTQ. Mm-hmm. Right. I know Q is queer, but then it's like, what is queer?
Because I thought it was questioning.
Really?
That's what I until like 5 seconds ago. When
yeah.
You said queer.
Really?
I thought it was like gay. What is it?
Lesbian.
So lesbian, gay bisexual, transgender, and questioning.
Well, oh. that's a newer definition.
Yeah.
Initially, when the Q was added, it did represent queer, and now it is
now it's questioning. Really?
Questioning.
Okay.
So
I want to say she went onto Twitter to respond and said, "Imagine thinking queer means lesbian, and either means unable to have babies." In April, the singer opened up about her sexuality on Twitter. "Cause I keep getting asked, I'm queer." She began in a series of tweets. "Not bi, not straight. I'm attracted to women, men. Really attracted to queer men, non-binary people, intersex people, trans people, little poly, pansexual, poppy, hello, good morning. Does that answer your question?" And when I was reading her being queer and seeing all the things she was saying, I do identify as bisexual, but I have questioned recently because I know I wouldn't be in a relationship with a woman. I just be wanting to fuck them. That's it.
Okay.
And I think they'd be knowing. That's why they'd be like, no, I wanted to go to the movies. Bitch, I don't want to take you to the movies. I don't want to date you. I just want to fuck. And so I've been questioning, am I really bi? Look, Jamie is like, bitch, who are you?
Oh my
and
God.
But when I read that, I was like, am I queer? Am I to where, okay, because I'm now accepting that. Queer to me made it seem like she accepted her partners also being as openly fluid as herself. I don't know. How would you guys do the questioning or the queer? Like, how do you identify those people?
Queer.
Just ask them what they want to be called.
I guess it's a title thing, huh?
Yeah. Are you asking, like, what does queer mean?
Yeah. Like, I guess everything she said to the sense, or
queer is anything that's not like heterosexual or cisgendered. Right.
Okay.
So it's like it's an overall term.
And the
so
hetero
it's like the group hug of all the letters.
Hetero cis, that is what?
Because
I know now
straight.
I see it all the way.
Right.
Right. Hetero straight. What is that cis
means cis with a C.
Right.
Means that you are the gender you are assigned. You identify as the gender you were assigned as birth. So
right.
If you are born a woman, you identify as a woman.
Oh, that's it?
That's just the opposite
of
trans.
Why do they be talking so much shit about hetero cis men on Twitter then?
People are stupid.
Because they are
right,
hetero
that.
Cis
that's
man
just,
also means niggas.
People are stupid.
So now it all makes sense,
now
it?
That makes
okay,
sense.
There
it's
you
the
go.
Ignorant part of
hetero cis,
hetero
man
cis y'all ignorant.
Niggas.
Y'all don't understand anything else.
Well, I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to say
okay, look,
the same.
He want to make sure he got trolled.
Look, the same theories that you would apply to conversations you have with your homegirls about niggas, that's a lot of the same talk you see about quote unquote hetero cis men. You get
okay.
what I'm saying?
Okay. That
yeah.
Makes, you break it down.
It's just like the Webster's version of niggas, right?
Do you see how he came over the tables ever so gently?
Yeah. You know, you got to get your
sure.
point. You got to get you and your point across.
You know, goddamn. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'm trying to tell you, we're going to learn on
blood
today.
Blood and ass outfits. So
weird. I didn't even realize that we was going to be like on camera.
I'm going to get shots.
No,
right.
I'm wearing yellow. I don't even know what this means.
Right. Wait, isn't
just
that Latin Kings?
What?
Look, I just
allegedly,
I think yellow.
I don't.
Allegedly.
I'm just cheese today.
So we are going to get now into our kink of the week. This is one where if you've come to our live shows, this is one that was really hard to fucking say, so it's probably I'm not saying it right. So just know that.
A lot of consonants and shit.
But it's gynemontophilia. You say it, because I just want y'all to know I do know how to read this top word. Please read it for the listeners, please.
Okay, so hold on. The only reason I have hesitation is because you motherfuckers ain't gonna get me. So hold on 1 second.
Try it.
Gynemometophilia.
Oh, look. Not the slam down of the phone, but you can't say it again, though.
Gynemometophilia.
Gynemometophilia. Oh, I said it. Like, all those.
Gynemometophilia.
Elemental P.
Gynemometophilia.
Gynemometophilia. Yes!
There you go.
You turned it into a rap.
There you go.
Okay. Jamie is
it
like...
It kind of sounds like gynecologist, so I'm
you
assuming...
There you go.
Maybe?
No.
No?
It wasn't. So, this actually refers to a sexual preference for male-assigned people who look like, act like, or are women, including cross-dressed men and trans women.
Don't point at me.
No. Yeah, you was kind of right.
I was close.
So I wanted to bring this in because it deals with the hetero cis attraction to transgender women.
How you
Furthermore,
say it again?
Gynemometophilia.
There you go.
Boom. Okay. So I wanted to bring this up because furthermore into reading it, it says that there are cis people whose primary sexual attraction is to trans people. I've seen this described as trans-oriented or trans-attracted, and many such people self-identify as trans admirers. Unfortunately, many admirers demonstrate misogyny and trans misogyny. When these badly behaved admirers actively seek out trans partners and conflict their disrespectful nonsense on us all, and then it goes in. Though they're called chasers, essentially. So I brought this up because this specific kink is something in which I feel like I'm dealing with certain hetero cis men who identify as hetero cis in my phone, but have this attraction to trans women, and they're not open or even accepting of it. This is a kink. You are normal. Trans people are normal. So here's where we get into kind of this. I wanted to speak on this because if you guys have not noticed, if you're watching on YouTube, Jamie is fucking beautiful, first off.
Hey, bitch.
Beautiful as fuck. And she is
a little sweaty. Does anybody have a napkin?
Bitch, because you dressed like you about to rock a runway.
Because it was raining.
Oh,
so I just,
wait, look at the shot.
I didn't want to have the tater tots out.
Hello.
This we is can a get family
you,
show.
I can get you some. Is this? Oh, we got a water bottle. Want some water?
Thank you.
Get some water for you, and we get some napkins for you.
Yeah, because I'm a little greasy bitch.
Yes, but our lovely Jamie Paris is a trans woman, a beautiful one, who openly identifies as this. So, like, if you guys listened to the trans man episode, he was not as fully open as to who he was when he first met people. He was very private about this. We had a trans man on our show before. And so we had that conversation, and I wanted to bring this up again because of the uncomfortability that these hetero cis men have admitting this, and then seeing the excitement when
literally
I'm open to it.
Literally.
Hi.
The excitement
of that. So I wanted to talk to you. I went to Fairy Tales looking for you. You weren't
Oh
there,
my
bitch.
God, really?
You weren't there.
I wasn't. I'm always late, but never ugly.
I took an ex who is one of these guys I'm talking about just to show him how comfortable I was. And I had been following you. So I was like asking for Jamie. Then bitches was like, she ain't here yet. So I was like, okay, she's never coming. But they said that that's the clientele in there often. So I wanted to maybe have you speak on your feelings when men open up to you about this being a kink for them and not that they're actually open with themselves that this is what they like.
Just charge them all. Like, listen.
Well, that too.
That's it. I mean, guys usually, they kind of just tell you, first of all, I work at a club. I hosted a trans party.
Right.
So they don't have to tell me what they're into. I know why you're here.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay,
it's like,
it makes
oh,
it
you're
easy.
In a library. Are you looking for a movie? No. You want a book.
A book.
So here we are. We're the books.
Okay.
So, like, I kind of get it. But a lot of times, guys do come in with their girlfriends. So it's usually the guy who brings the girl.
I brought him to open
yeah.
him up.
So
but yes.
That's different. But I feel like... whatever, like, you know how the homegirl was just talking about pegging and stuff? It's kind of like that, but you know, we don't have to bring the toy.
I'm jealous,
you know,
too. I had to buy
trans,
mine.
So
I had to ask him, like, well, is this an okay? Well, I guess you can't say, is this big or small enough for you? It is what it is, what you're coming with. He got to help
I guess
me
they
pick it out.
Side. Yeah,
he got
that's
to pick
perfect,
it out,
though.
So that was exciting for me, you know. I didn't just get to, but now I feel like my dick big. So when I talk about my dick in my closet, just know it's a big one. It's large. So
I, mean,
I got
you
BDE
had the choice,
when you meet
you know.
Me now.
No, but speaking of strap-ons, on my way here, you know who tried to cut me off on the highway? Young Ma. Young M.A., whatever.
Oh, no! Bitch, I just saw her at a Halloween party, and I told all the
and
niggas
And she was wearing the same outfit. Swear to God, she had on the same outfit.
Okay, but let me tell you.
She pulled up, and I was like, oh, shit. Now, I thought she was, and I was nervous, because she...
We in a popping studio, y'all.
Yeah, I was nervous, and I'm like, is she going to pull out the strap? And then I thought, well, which one? You know, so I didn't really know how to feel, but I was just like, oh, this is kind of cool. Like, I'm late, but I have a story to tell.
Listen,
you know what I mean?
I'll tell
and
you
that. That's awesome.
Young and May got a big strap. I feel that from
she
her.
Better.
First of all, she can dress her ass off, because this is like, real seriously, look, this is like the fourth time that we had a bitch stole my look moment, me and Young and May. And so that is like, that's just fashion goals. I'm so happy.
She can just, you're
yeah.
so happy. So you and May have
I'm
the same
stylist. I'm going to wear this shit again tomorrow. So happy. Like,
ooh. Hey.
For real, man.
So the girlfriends normally approach you. I guess I'll ask this before we get into just even a deeper conversation. Are you into men and women or men specifically?
I'm I'm more into guys. Like, I feel like girls are more just like, you know, we can make out and fill each other up. But I don't want to, like, take you to the movies.
Okay.
You know? Like, you're kind of, not you specifically, but, like, a girl, I guess, would kind
of
just...
Well, me too, because you cute. No,
but... Well, you know, whatever.
But
the
now I ain't going
young.
To the movies, so, girl,
but
I ain't
No. I already saw Venom. Thank you. But, yeah, like, I just feel like the girls, I don't know.
So you're they're not, you're not here like, for the girls. But so when they're in the club and they're coming to you, it's mostly for the guy, though.
Yeah, they're usually kind of like, well, my boyfriend's into this or whatever. And it's like, well, all right. Like, do you want a lap dance or whatever? Like, there's, of course, girls there that, you know, dibble and dabble and dip
right.
it and do it.
And
you know?
I saw the private rooms.
And, you know, well, area.
Area.
So, yeah.
No rooms.
Yeah. But they're usually, like, kind of just... I guess the girls are just so interested in it because they're trying to figure out what the guy's fascination
it's so,
is.
And it's crazy because then that leads to the conversation now, you know, why are they gay?
Yeah, and it's kind of like, I guess because they initially...
Right, I know. Listen, it's an open... Look, Dustin was like, y'all not going to listen.
Not even that. I just think it's so dumb.
It is.
Because, like,
it is.
What the fuck? Never mind. Go ahead.
No,
I'm sorry.
No,
it
is,
it's
no,
just
it
stupid
is
as fuck. Like, okay, people are attracted. There's men that are attracted to trans women. That's just what the fuck it is.
Right.
That's what they're attracted to. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's trans women. You just sat here and said that you would, you know, you find some women attractive. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just what the fuck it is. And it's just so frustrating to me that it
you
leads
too?
To a bigger conversation because... It's bigger. So, right. You know, you got to be immature. But anyway, like, it's just
so
funny.
She said.
It leads to a bigger conversation. Like, what the fuck? If the nigga was gay, he would tell you, baby, I want to fuck
I
this
wanna
guy.
I want to fuck a guy.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Which is
like,
the conversation.
And not
that,
even gay, bisexual, because he's no. still fucking you. So.
There goes the title.
It just comes with, like, the whole... being trans and thinking about the genitals, and they're like, well, if this is what they were born with, then it becomes that. But it's like, well, what do you call somebody that likes hermaphrodites? Like, is that the same thing?
And that's
thing?
A whole word we haven't even used on the show
yet. Do they
yet.
Still say hermaphrodite?
I heard
am
it when
I gonna
I
get
younger.
Sued?
Yeah, I don't...
Allegedly, I'm sorry.
What is a hermaphrodite?
Everything.
When you have a penis and a vagina, or something that looks like both
at the same time. So, like
the literal total package.
Yeah,
you got both. So you could have a baby and produce sperm.
No,
how does that
that's
work?
The thing. A lot of hermaphrodites are sterile mm-hmm. because they have
both.
Right. So they're like they have the physical deformities, whereas trans people, it's our brain. So like intersex or hermaphrodites, they have like maybe an extended clitoris and like external ovaries, but not really like a full formed penis. Maybe they still could be penetrated. Maybe they can't be penetrated, but it's like, it's a physical deformity.
Ah.
But that, for, you know, that's easy to for people to understand, because it's like, you see someone in a wheelchair, you know they're disabled. When you hear the conversation of trans people, it's like, what do you mean your brain doesn't match your body? So
right.
It's like, well, look at this penis and vagina hybrid. It's like this, but in here, you know, and that's just what it comes down to. But it's like, what do you,
break this
why
shit
do you,
down.
Why do you have to have like a name for what you like? Like,
right,
you're a man
right,
that likes women,
right.
You're straight. If you're like the same sex, you're gay. Why does it have to be all these like extra,
all these names and identifying,
yeah, all these
sexuality,
asterisks.
No,
and that
it's
chaser
so,
shit. That's
yeah,
the shit I'm talking about, and
no,
that's why it's so problematic, and
mm-hmm,
something that people decide to be secretive about, or you know, be careful with that information, because people respond to it a certain way that's kind
of
fucked up.
Of course,
you know,
of course.
And you almost vilify a person for having a physical attraction. So that's really what it is. It's a physical attraction. You know what I'm saying? Just like you would have a physical attraction to anybody.
Right.
So I just, it's just frustrating.
Right.
Man.
I think it's frustrating.
Get
at this
your nut
point
in
that,
public.
Look,
you know what I'm saying?
No,
I'm
I agree.
To hide
but
it,
it's
like,
even this whole idea.
Maybe not in public.
Look, right. No, maybe
that's
not
your
in public.
Thing. I ain't judging
I mean,
them
if that's
right,
the thing. Somebody just got arrested for jerking
right
off
here
on somebody in the train. So maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not
in
all
public,
the way in public, especially not on the MTA.
So maybe meet them in public.
It's got to be
New
both
York,
of y'all
City
thing. It just can't be. It can't
well,
just be your
yeah
thing alone. It's
it
got
to
be y'all thing.
I don't want to just look at my book bag and like, oh, wow.
Right, right. Well,
this
before
ranch,
we get into the horrible decision this week, guys, we're going to go ahead and get some coins. And this comes from our Purple Panties podcast on Premium Stitcher. We have been getting so much good feedback since we told you guys about it. Of course, it comes from Zane. I've mentioned Zane probably once a month at this point. I feel like she is the reason I am the freak hoe that I am today. I was reading her books at 10 years old. She now has brought those words from off the paper,
mm-hmm,
into your motherfucking ears. And there's moaning. There's really good stories. And we have actually brought talking about this into our group chat. Y'all know who y'all group, you know the group chat. It's called 3 1/2 Hoes. Shout out to y'all. Because one is vanilla as fuck. So she's only half a hoe. She's
okay,
half a hoe. But we were actually talking about this podcast. And, you know, we've dip and dabbed, 3 out of the 4 of us, with our sexuality and what we like. We have all experienced the sex club, and this, you know, this podcast goes on a journey with these women questioning their sexualities, enjoying pussy. It's a whole bunch of pussy licking. I'll tell y'all now, if y'all are looking for the fucking with dicks, there's not much there. There is a beautiful trans woman. That's a
now
part of it. However, I will let you know, it's a lot of pussy licking, a lot of scissoring, a lot of moaning. It's really good. So guys, if you want to hear the Purple Panties podcast by Zane, we need you to go over to Stitcher Premium, and for one free month, y'all can motherfucking get all the premium content you want. You're going to go to purplepantiespodcast.com and use our promo code HORRIBLE. Y'all don't know how to spell, so I'm going to spell it for you. It's WHOREIBLE. Look at our cover art if you need help. Go on over to Stitcher Premium, listen to all that fucking premium content, and rock out with the Purple Panties Podcast. But we're going to go ahead and get back into this shit. All right?
That's
we
right
going to our horrible decision.
Uh-oh.
And the horrible decision is going to move further into Miss Jamie Buddy. And
balls
how
deep
fucking.
Let's go.
You know, I kind of like that. You might have to, bitch, go ahead.
Hey, listen, I just
give
got
me my
laser
coins.
A couple
I need my 20%
ago
when you start making money off that. So I wanted to talk to you further on this conversation of you dating, you being a powerful trans woman, what you may get from society, the backlash. You're very opinionated. You were featured on Viceland.
I wasn't
these
on Viceland.
Oh, no, you weren't on Viceland.
No, I wasn't
well,
on
you
Viceland.
Posted something from Viceland.
Yeah, my
on
friends
your page
was on Viceland.
It
yeah
was your friend. Shout her
yeah
out real quick.
My friend that I don't know your name.
Hold on. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
oh, wait,
shouts
like
to
a,
you.
Like
Young Nickster. Young Nickster.
There you go. There
Young
you
Nickster
go. An Instagram friend. We
yeah
all got those.
Yeah.
We all got those. Well, on her page, there was just everything about empowerment of trans women.
Mm-hmm.
You speak your piece. I see you in bed. She has very cute bed videos, by the way, talking her shit about y'all niggas acting up because
yeah
y'all act up with everybody apparently.
Niggas ain't shit.
Okay, I'm glad we're on the same page
sometimes
with that. So,
allegedly.
There we go. Let's bring that. But I want to bring up you dating, you being empowering, the stigmas, and I want to go ahead and help
our audience know how fucking dope you are. First off, y'all can look at her. If you guys are on one of our YouTube viewers, she's fucking beautiful. I want to sit here and kind of debug some of the myths, the stereotypes, and kind of how you feel about how you're treated in today's day and age. So I guess let's start that. At what point were you comfortable with being you and expressing you for you? God damn it.
I was like 14, 15. Oh, so I'm 27 now.
Okay.
So I was like 14. And like from my earliest memory, I knew I was a girl. So okay. there was like, oh, I know what my favorite color is. I know, like, whatever. I know that I'm a girl. So there was never, like, a question. It was more so a conflict with, like, me feeling how I felt and people telling me, oh, no, you're supposed to like trucks. You're not supposed to like Barbies. Oh, no, you can't wear makeup. You're supposed... So it was like, but this is what I feel like, you know? So once I was, like, 14, what happened was I used to buy my hormones on the internet.
And wait, you're a millennial like me. You were still on dial-up at that age,
no, listen,
man.
I was born in 1991.
Yeah,
I had
I'm a 90s baby. Let's
but I had to dial
not
up.
Not getting to hormones
but my
on
mother,
dial-up.
My mother was at work, so when I was on the computer, I wasn't worried about her trying to use the phone, so it worked out for me. So everything worked out, and she had the little Sprint Silver flip phone.
Hello.
Remember that shit?
Hello, yeah. We all had the flip.
So I had, like, a whole bunch of hormones, and she found them. She called my doctor, and they basically told her, like, you know, if she doesn't monitor these things, like, it could cause cancer or something. So
yogurt caused cancer, by the way. Yo-Play yogurt, her day
well,
cancer.
It's
I'm just saying.
Fucking gross.
Right, that shit nasty.
It's milk from a cow. If you eat it, maybe you got what you deserve, because that's gross.
Shit.
It's like,
well, goddamn.
Like, what
don't
am I eating?
Don't eat yogurt, guys.
Pus.
No, Yo-Play.
Okay. Yo-Play, Danon. Ew.
No.
Even lactate is gross. The lactose isn't what makes
Look,
it disgusting.
All it's, it is. Hello.
It's the milk itself. Crush up some almonds, add some water, call it a day.
So by the time you could start being like, mommy, daddy, no, I don't want this during school clothes shopping. I want a dress, not
yeah,
these
so my
trousers.
Whole life. My whole life. Everybody, you know, when you're very effeminate growing up, people automatically assume, oh, he's going to grow up to be gay or whatever. And I never felt like I was gay because I'm a woman who likes men. So that was just like, you don't know what you're talking about. But, you know, once I was 14, I discovered the internet and I discovered Green Dot prepaid credit cards. And I was able to...
Not the Green Dot.
Yeah, because I was able to just put money on it myself. And I didn't have to go through my mom. So, whatever. So she found my stash of hormones, called a doctor. Doctor advised her to get me to an endocrinologist. And so she's the one who, like, forced me to go to doctors to make sure I was doing it the right way. And then she was like, all right, well, you want to be a girl now, so we're going to take all your boy clothes and we're going to replace them with girl clothes because you're not going to borrow my stuff. So I was like, okay.
She was... So you didn't have the issue of her not being
no,
supportive
No, I didn't have
you.
That. Like, I don't have the
awesome.
Traditional...
Sad story.
Sad, like, right. My family, my friends, I was homeless. Like, that's not my story. I feel bad if
right,
that happened.
Absolutely.
But I was fortunate enough that didn't happen to me. I think it's because I had a gay uncle growing up, and he passed away when I was in, like, fourth grade.
Okay.
Everybody loved him, so I guess they didn't want to be like hypocrites and be like not accepting of me when they were accepting of him.
Of him.
So I feel like that's kind of where it came from. And there's like a lot of like lesbians in my family. Like both my cousins are gay.
So you have a sexually fluid. Like your family.
I have a
very open.
Right. Everybody's very
family.
Open.
Can I ask
like,
your ethnicity?
I'm Puerto Rican.
Okay. Okay.
But I'm racially ambiguous. So
there we go.
I could play Dominican. I could be black. You give me the right wig and the lighting. Maybe I could be white. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Wheatins, you see? You see that?
No, bro, I'm not doing it. I am not.
You
so,
have to get the H.
So you're now wearing women's clothes.
Well, duh.
Well, 14.
Oh, I'm like,
we're going back to 14. Now you're getting into... Now what, high school at this point? What was your experience
well, that
in high
was
school?
Like eighth
they're probably
grade
the
going
most
into ninth,
high schoolers are the most not like we just really think we know everything and don't know shit.
Yeah.
So what was high school?
High school
like
was
for you.
First of all, everybody loves me because I'm an amazing person.
I can already sense that. Bitch.
Like
we
everybody
grab
get every, yeah, everybody gets along. I'm already sweating because what a hair. so everybody like gravitates towards me. I'm funny, I'm obnoxious, and I make you want to be my friend.
Yes.
So I never had any bad experiences in school because if people would make fun of me, I would make them laugh. So like humor was always my defense mechanism. So
okay.
I never had to deal with problems. In high school, I was actually in a new school. So It was just freshmen. There was like 100 students in the whole.
Okay, I went to Evans High School in Orlando, and there was a ninth grade center. So yeah. They separated
ninth grade center.
They separated ninth graders from the 10th, 11th, and 12th mm-hmm. graders. That was a whole nother campus. Florida, we have land. I know you may not experience that in mm-hmm. New York City.
Baby, I grew up in Michigan.
Oh, okay. Because
so
I'm like,
green pastures, seasons. Yeah.
That
but we ain't have
magical.
No building full of ninth graders.
said,
you know what I'm saying?
A building full of ninth graders.
Right. So
but it wasn't an entire building.
Look,
this
was New York?
This is New York. Okay, so a lot of times we share buildings in schools because the budget isn't right.
Fucking elementary, middle school, they all just different floors.
Freshman year, ninth grade, my school, we were held at the PAL on Webster. That's in the Bronx. Which
I know
is,
that's
it's,
the Bronx.
It's a police, whatever. There you go.
Yeah.
There
okay.
you go.
Webster
you know
Projects
the acronyms.
In the Bronx.
Exactly.
I shot a movie at the Webster Projects, Look. And they threw a toaster out the window at our set. And from that day on, the police was like there every day, but I wasn't scared and shit.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
the rest of the crew.
I like toast.
Yeah,
I,
right, you know, for
me,
it was just like, what y'all doing? You know, it was like funny. But yeah, Webster Projects.
So
anyway.
Yeah, so we
right,
was in Webster.
Some New York connections here.
Yeah.
Here we go.
We was in Webster, so our ninth grade, we was just all at the PAL. Then when we... I guess when my grade was moving to the 10th grade, that's when now we had 10th graders. So there was no other grade. It was
just
freshmen.
Okay.
So now when we were sophomore, now we allowed freshmen to come in. So it was just, you know, whatever. Anyway, I was cool with everybody. Everybody fuck with me. So I thought, okay, well, I'm going to transition. I remember telling, the first person I told was my sister, Evie. Well, my sister from another mister.
Okay.
In school, we were sitting on the swings, and I was like, oh, I'm going to transition, whatever, whatever. She just looks at me. She goes, you're not going to kill me, are you? I'm like, no, I'm going to kill my old self. And then I told, like, my friends in high school, I was like, I think I'm going to just drop out because I really don't feel like dealing with people, like, picking on me and talking shit because... At that age, I used to like to fight because I was a very angry individual.
Yep, me too. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I don't want to deal with that. So all my friends, the girls and the guys, because I was down with the popular kids, they was like, listen, if anybody fucks with you, they getting fucked up. So I was like, okay. So I just transitioned and I came to school and everything was good. Like,
that's
the
amazing.
Only issue that I had was the bathroom situation. Like, that's relatively
that
new in the media.
To you as a
yeah.
What
like,
did you
I'm
do
I'm in high
with
school,
that?
So. When we moved to, I think we moved to some like public school. It was like elementary, middle school, and then us.
Like I said, mm-hmm,
yeah.
New York
so
shit.
There was a bathroom by the gym that we actually had to share, and I would go to the girls' bathroom because it was like, well, that's where I'm. If I go to the boys' bathroom, they're like, Jamie, what are you doing in here? So it was like, okay, whatever. So I would just go to the girls' bathroom, and their reasoning was, oh, you know, if a little girl walks in there, she could say you try to touch her, or they would know. I was
that
like,
that was what they were concerned about.
Still,
that's
like,
that's so.
Still,
the
that's,
issue
oh, that's
is
always
that
kind
they
of
just
been
think
a
men
thing
are gonna
because,
rape women
because people are
what?
Men are apparently just like. These insatiable, like, sexual animals that we will turn into women to rape your children because we need it. So it's like, that's it. That's why I'm here today.
I'm so
that's
right.
why I'm
that's
here today.
Look,
that's my
that's
purpose.
That's why you put that raincoat on.
I put this raincoat on because
you committed.
It reminds
to
the kids of SpongeBob.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, who lives in the pineapple under the
here.
Sea?
Like,
you know?
That's
so
what they think.
That's what it is. That's what it is. It's like, I'm just here for your children. Like, fuck my identity. I want the kids.
I'm
know what I mean?
I'm willing to do this.
That's it. I'm cutting up my body. I'm getting surgery. I'm out here dipping and doing it for your babies.
Fuck all that. You sitting in the makeup chair. That's for all
for
that
your
time.
Babies.
Let's start
that's
there.
It. I'm spending all this money on a lace unit for your babies.
For
that's all
yo.
I want.
The fact that literally is the mentality as to why they have an issue with which
but
bathroom
you know what?
You
know what kills me? In the media, they always want to depict it as a man dressing up as a woman to go in the women's bathroom and kill. Why they never say women dressing up like men to rape your husbands? I guess that's
you're
not a problem.
Right. No, you're
you know
right.
what I mean? When most of like the big
that's
wigs are
crazy.
Men. So it's like, oh, yeah. It's stupid. That's what it is.
The
it's
fact
like,
that literally is the conversation that
and this
they
was
were
coming
having.
From no, this was coming from my gym teacher. She was the only real person who had an issue with it. She's the one who brought it to the principal.
Yes,
and
my gym teacher
looked just like Richard Simmons, but she was a woman, and everybody thought she was a lesbian. And it's like, you got a lot of nerve, homegirl,
to be a part
trying
of,
to out me.
I do want to ask you, other people in the LGBTQ community, do you sense that divide in that community for you?
Absolutely. Because, I mean, the way a lot of people see it is like once gays got the right to marry, it was like, oh, that's it. The battle's over. And it's not, you know, we've always been a very kind of like small subculture within the LGBT community. Like people like Marcy Bowers. I mean, I'm sorry, not Marcy Bowers. Marsha P. Johnson. And Sylvia Rivera. Like, these are the people who are involved in, like,
that's
the...
That's a damn shame. Let me Google it.
Look, go ahead.
Yeah, let's get it. Sorry, Marsha. I know it's Marsha P.
Yeah.
Okay,
and,
look
and
up Marsha
Sylvia
P.
Rivera,
the
back
name.
With the Stonewall riots
Johnson.
And all that.
Johnson.
There you go.
Okay, Johnson. So Marsha P. Johnson.
It's always been trans women of color who kind of, like, are, like, the voices of the community, and we kind of like fight for the community, but the community doesn't really fight for us. Like, even like back when they had gay clubs and stuff like that, like they would still kick women out, trans women. You know, if you ever saw the show Pose, they actually covered that where they showed trans women going into a gay bar and the gay guys was like, oh, well, y'all can't be here because y'all dressed up as women. And actually, I think in the 70s or something, there was a law like if you were dressed like a woman and you didn't have like at least 3 articles of male clothing on, it was again, they would arrest you. Like, it was against the law in New York, you know? So it's like,
so
we are still kind of getting our rights. So like right now, they don't even want us to have whatever it says on our ID.
Right.
You know,
no,
they want it to be like, oh no, you were born a man. You're a man.
A
pussy. Like, that's what you are now. That's what they want to do.
So let me ask you this, because you identify as a trans woman. What differentiates between a trans woman, a drag queen, and a crossdresser?
A crossdresser is somebody who a lot of times does it for sexual kinks.
We've had a crossdresser on this podcast.
It could be a male or female. They just like wearing the clothes. Like, I guess Young MA could be a crossdresser.
Maybe.
She wears men's clothes. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Or
what is... But, you know, like, that's kind of, I've always kind of seen...
You see, wait, that's a new way to look at Young MA.
No, I'm saying... I'm really because a lot of times.
So Young Thug is a crossdresser.
He could be.
That's what Nicki
Uzi
said.
Uzi could be a crossdresser too. Because if you're wearing clothes that are assigned to the opposite gender, you are
cross-dressing.
So when you are a woman who's like butch or whatever the correct term is, and you want to wear men's clothing, you are cross-dressing. So you may not be, you may not call yourself a cross-dresser, but you are in fact. Cross-dressing.
And then a drag queen.
A drag queen is somebody who does it for entertainment purposes.
Right.
So they get dressed up, they perform, they lip sync a song if they know the words. And then...
Watermelon.
And so
Watermelon Drea.
This isn't a kink for you. This isn't you putting on an act. This
no,
is you.
No. This is just like... You know, you look in the mirror, you know you're Puerto Rican, you know you got black hair, you know you a woman. Like, that's it.
So
it's just one of those things that you just know about yourself. It's not like, I'm going to become a woman to take your kids and your husband. Like, no, I just...
Both. At the same
I just want to get them nice little deals from Fashion Nova and feel nice.
Hello.
Like, that's all I want.
Cut the check. We're waiting.
Use my code JamieParis for 0% off. You're welcome.
So you brought up, which I actually liked, and I didn't even... know how I was going to segue into this, but you brought up butch and didn't know if that was the right terminology.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to transgender, man or woman, what is okay to ask you, like, as far your identity, the words? Because I went to Fairy Tales and the night was called Tranny Thursdays.
Right. But some people have a problem with that,
like,
word.
The word is on a flyer.
Mm-hmm.
There's beautiful trans women coming. Clearly, this is okay in the community.
So
but
what
is
you
it,
asking, Maddie?
Like, what is the goddamn word
there you
to
go.
Where I don't... I didn't even... Trans person, trans... What the fuck can I say?
You can just call me by my name.
Well, that too.
I feel like that. Like, I can't speak for everybody. I feel like it's not what they call you. It's what you respond to. And if somebody... asks if you're a tranny and you say yes, then you're a tranny. If somebody says, hey, are you a tranny? You say, no, I'm a trans woman, and you correct them, then that's it. You know, the word tranny is kind of like
the
faggot.
Word whore.
So Tranny Thursday is like Faggot Fridays. It's like, you know what
okay.
I mean? It's like a word, like maybe it's not like politically correct, but it doesn't offend everybody. I guess it depends on the term. Like when I was 14, 15, hanging out in the village, that was just a word. Like, oh yeah, I'm a tranny. Like people would call themselves that, you know? So I didn't grow up with it thinking, oh, that's like a disrespectful word. Like, I know faggot was a bad word, but I never thought tranny was a bad word. And then, like, I'm, like, 22, 23 and hearing people say, oh, well, we shouldn't say tranny because it's derogatory. And it's like, well, what do you want me to call you? Like, I'm sorry. Right. You know, like, me, I'm just, I like the umbrella term trans. So if you're transgender, transsexual, gender nonconforming, blah, 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 let's just, you're just trans. And I think that makes it easier for people.
Just trans.
Because it's like
that.
All these names. For what?
I like to hear that from you because I feel like it's the straight people
that's
complicating
me.
This.
There's going to be some advocate out there that's going to see this and going to be like, Jamie Parrish is problematic to the trans community and all the... And it's going to be like, I'm sorry. Like,
not the voice. Hello. She already know what type of person it's going to be. Goddamn.
Yeah, but...
Loud and wrong.
I love all the girls and all the girls are cunt, for the record. I love all the girls and all the girls are cunt. But you just go by what you want to be called by. I don't get, like, unless you call me a he or a he, she or something stupid like that.
He, she is, that is a problem.
You'll get punched in the throat because I'm only 5'4", so I may not reach your face. But it's going to connect. It's going to be a connect four.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we've never even mentioned he, she. I didn't even think
that's
of that.
That's like,
good.
That's like,
no, good that that's not in
good
my
that that even on your mind to say.
Yeah. But I don't believe we
that's
even mentioned
insult.
That term. No,
that's something you would say to insult a trans woman, a trans man. That's where you go with those kind of statements.
Oh, so like
that's
he, she, because it's kind of like implying, like, you don't know what you are. It's like, I know what I am.
Or it's also highlighting the fact that obviously this was something that was monumental in your life, your transition. And so reminding you of something that, or using something that was so heavy in your life, they'll use it against you. Like, they know, obviously, like, you're a trans woman. So if I insult you and call you a man, you know what I mean? It's just a direct insult on your identity.
For sure. For sure. So
that's when you talk about that. You
yeah,
like,
that's why I'm
kids.
Like, damn. Yeah. Okay. All right. So I wanted to gear this conversation to kind of our male listeners for advice. So I'm done. I was going to try to hit on you, but you don't take me to the movies. So we're gonna turn this on
didn't
to,
you
know.
Didn't
she
say that first? You said that first.
I mean, oh. But
I used it against
movies.
You. You
did.
See what happened?
You did. Okay.
You conditioned, but
right,
you can't
sis,
take
what
it.
What movie you want to go to,
you
girl?
A top,
what
but you
movie?
Not burst.
I got the
you
popcorn.
See, that's
I
the
got
problem.
Popcorn. No, but I wanted to get into the conversation of, you said you only date men. Mm-hmm. When you finally are, whether it's in a relationship, whether you're dating someone, you know that they're interested in you.
Right.
But now maybe you get to where you're realizing they're keeping it a secret. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're experimenting. When I was a bigger girl, I felt fetishized because of my size. I just had an episode on Patreon. Check it out if you haven't yet. But I talked about how I felt fetishized because of my weight. Mm. And I know that trans women are often fetishized, and this is something that is kept private from their families, their friends, and sometimes they're coping with it and don't know how to respond. What are the conversations?
Sucks to be them. I've never dealt with that. No, I'm just kidding.
I love that. What are the conversations that you have, like, when a man says they're not comfortable, but they really like you?
That is the last conversation.
Okay.
One thing I will say for me, I did not go through arguing which bathroom to use, saving up money to get my tits done and whatever else I got done, dealing with the arguments with my family, having to correct my grandmother every fucking Thanksgiving. Like, I'm not going through all of that so that you could go home and be like, that's not happening. I'm sorry, that doesn't work for me. So, like, these are conversations that, like, I'll know this before we get serious. Like, I'm not a, like, no. Like,
and
you keep, like, maybe, like, you eat your boogers. You could keep that a secret. Like, I'm not a fucking secret. And if that's how you feel, then we're here from 10 to 4. You can come get a lap dance with one of the lovely girls. Like, that's it. Like, I'm not going to date you. Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be a, like, no, bitch.
Have you felt fetishized where they've come to you not to even be with you, but just to have sex with you?
Yes. And what I do is I make it lucrative for me. Because it's like, hey, you just want one thing. I just want one thing, too. And it's not you. So, you know.
Okay.
That's it. That's why I work at a bar where we could give lap dances and stuff like that. So that men who do have these, like, I want to just experience kind of, it's like, okay, well, we could get a lap dance and see the girls dancing on the bar or whatever.
You being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because
I'm not going to do, like, a lot of times guys be like, hey, you want to cover and smoke? Like, I'm not going to your house. First of all, let me just put this out there.
Not this conversation. Not the Netflix and chill.
No. That's the biggest thing. Like, listen, when I smoke a blunt, I don't get horny and want to fuck. I want to smoke another blunt and maybe another blunt. And then maybe I'm going to take a nap after I eat. You ever try sucking dick with a dry mouth?
This it don't work.
So why are you trying to get
not
me high
that,
thinking I'm going to come over and suck your dick?
Now I got a fucking gag to you to spit out. Look.
Because they
look.
Do it.
It happened.
Yeah.
That's why.
Cause, well, you guess what? Wrong bitch. Wrong bitch. I'll smoke that whole eighth and be gone. Be gone. Like, sorry, my lift's outside. One eye all down and shit. No. Talk to me nice.
I know, that's right. That's how I am. Smoking, and then it'd be 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. I just want to smoke. Nah, I'm good. I'm going to go to sleep. Or I have let someone come over, and because he knew he wasn't getting no pussy. But let me tell y'all the trick real quick, because this nigga thought he was real slick. I told him, I don't really want to fuck you, but you can come over. We can be friends. Yeah. Like, if I'm in the mood to fuck, I'll fuck. But you can't just be calling my phone when you want pussy and think I'm going to give you pussy. That's pretty much how I did it. So he was like, cool, I'll come over. We don't have to fuck, but I'll come over. We could just smoke it out and we could chill. This nigga came over literally for 17 minutes, smoked a blunt, and was like, cool, all right, hit you up tomorrow. And made it seem like because he finally came over and we didn't fuck in the 17 minutes he was at my house, that then tomorrow we could go back to the regularly scheduled
because yeah. Tomorrow is another day.
And another nut.
And he was going to be like, okay, this bitch want me to just come over and hang out. All right, let me show her I can hang out and not fuck.
And that's the thing, too. Like, yo, my thing is this. I could smoke blunts. I could smoke. I could drink and smoke and watch Netflix in my own house.
Right.
So now you want me to go to your house. So I invite you over to mine. So now I'm doing the same things I could have been doing by myself, but now I got to have a nigga in my face trying to fuck me.
Right.
No.
You right.
We could FaceTime. And then when the blunt is done, so is this conversation. And that's it. Snapchat me, whatever.
Right.
But I'm not going to, like, have to get dressed and I'll hang out with somebody that I don't really want to have sex with. And okay. Even if I want to have sex with you, if that's how you throwing it at me, I don't want it.
Right, I was okay. About to say, it's kind of right. More the art of the deal.
Yeah.
You know
okay.
What I'm saying? Like, any nigga that's hitting you up, like, oh, you just want to come smoke. Like, that's lame. It's not no, lame.
Yeah. I mean, like, lie to me. Be like, hey, you want to play Nintendo? Lame. I'll be like, fuck yeah, I want to play Nintendo. And then maybe my pants is off.
Okay.
Because, dun, 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 dun.
Like, I want you to come
you know?
Over.
That's it. That's it. But now for some smoking, no.
No, you're right.
Because
no.
You get goofy, you feel stupid. Now you naked. Oh, great. You know what I mean? Maybe his dick isn't as nice as you thought it was going to look.
Bitch,
and it's like, oh,
that
God.
Happens a lot. Did you Photoshop those pictures?
Seem like you would want to be high for that part of the experience, right?
What you mean?
To cope. Shit. If you look down there and seen something that you wasn't expecting, you know what I mean? You want to be high to cope
that.
With
might
that.
Be a good...
kind of dull the shock.
No, because I'll laugh.
You get giddy and laughy and all that shit.
If you look weird naked, of course I'm going to laugh.
That's
like,
gotta be.
The first time you have sex is awkward anyway. So it's like now you have a weird little dick. Like, oh, God. Why am I here, Mom? Ooh. Text your friend like, oh, my God, say my dog died. No.
So moving into your adulthood now, what has been something that has fully affected you negatively and that you are pushing with your loud voice? Because I'm not going to lie, I love your videos. I love what you're saying. What is the change that you would like to see in the people you're dating and how families respond to trans women and the process? What are the things that you genuinely want to change and don't understand why it's happening, how it's happening?
I wish people would just stop trying to put people in boxes and trying to figure out, what does this make you? What does this mean? You know, like, I don't mind if people ask me questions because
right.
You can't learn if you don't ask questions.
Right.
So I'm never offended when people say, if I say I'm trans and they're like, well, what does that mean? That means you were born a man. It's like, no, I was born a baby. But I was born with a penis, which I guess makes me a male at birth. But this is what I identify as and blah, blah, blah. But some people get so offended that they don't want to have that conversation. And I feel like as trans people, anybody in the LGBT community, I feel like don't be afraid to answer the same questions 1,000 times. You know why? Because it's annoying, but if you don't correct them, how are they gonna know how to come at you?
Very
you know?
True, very true.
And a lot of times with all of this, if you like trans women as a man, it means you're gay and all that. I feel like the reason a lot of guys keep it a secret is because a lot of cisgender women put that on them.
Oh, I say this all
like,
the time.
Oh, that's what you like? That's a man. You're a faggot. Da, da, da. But don't have a problem pegging their boyfriend or something. And it's like,
or
what you
pussy.
Do,
or right. eating pussy, yeah.
And it's like, and that's another thing. A lot of times, for some reason, men, you can only be gay or straight. Like, women are like, oh my God, I got drunk last night and I made out with Rebecca. And like, it was great. Now, let a guy be like, yo, me and Brandon. It'd be like, oh, you gay? You gay? You know, it's like a whole nother thing. And it's like, why can't men want to be like, why you can't want to zip it and do it?
Right.
Why only women? Because it's we live in a male-dominated society.
Hyper-masculine.
And what do men
yep.
think is sexy? Two women fucking. If it was run by women, maybe there'd be gay porn more popular than lesbian porn. I don't know.
I doubt right. that shit because
well,
most of the hate
porn.
Comes from straight women.
No, it does.
As a gay man, I can speak for that shit.
No,
like most of the hate comes from straight women. They feel like if you like a trans woman, you're gay
you're
because
gay.
They take it as a personal like insult or
like, I'm
I guess,
the real
like,
thing.
Yeah, like an assault on their femininity, I guess. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Or they yeah. look at them is not being enough.
I know.
So, like, that's where that shit comes from. And, yeah.
I do want to speak on that specifically. I've gone on to other podcasts mm-hmm. and said that a lot of the issue that we have is with us, even black women, specifically to the black community and the black man. That's all I can speak for. That's yeah. all I've ever had inside of me. And so, bitch. I mean, there's been
shit.
Mixes. There's been mixed breeds in there, but all black, nonetheless. And so I will say that having these men put so much trust in me to open up, the fear that so many of them have in sharing this with their wives, with their girlfriends, with the people they're dating, with the people they're having casual sex with their mothers, their sisters, they fear telling a woman this. And so a lot of people are confiding in me because I do come on this platform and I'm open with whoever the fuck come my way. I'm trying
right,
to get an able to hold my goddamn self. And I bought it. It's in the closet. I don't come equipped. But,
ooh.
Hello. But I say to our lady listeners, to our women who are dating heterosis men, bisexual men, fuck the labels. We as women need to start being more accepting of men with their kinks, because I think that's where we get into where now we have this hate against sex workers because my man is coming to you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're not being accepting of what these men like. So now we have a whole DL community.
Right.
We have that
you
term
kind of
because men
created.
Don't feel like the same way us women don't want to communicate our freaky kinks because now we're going to be looked at as a hoe or less than. We can't sit here and do the same thing to our men to where they feel like they can't open up to us mm-hmm. because now we're judging them. Now we're going to the word expose. That's what the fuck they all say.
Yeah.
Now we're in the fucking snap grab era and pictures, and I get whole ass videos with them bent over with their fingers and their booties. So the amount of trust that they have with me.
Your phone stank.
Oh, it's so stank. ask Asante. Ask Asante. I send them all over to them. Let me stop. But.
Her phone, Maddie's phone smell like booty and shit.
In real life. No, let me stop.
Jesus.
Let me stop.
No. So you gotta keep it in.
But I just wanted to bring kind of this PSA to our women listeners that while we're sitting here trying to take this fight for women to move forward in our whole ways, our whole phase and everything the fuck in between, we need to allow these men to do the same. Yeah, they be fucking everything. That's their whole phase. But in terms of their kinks and what they like in bed, specifically our black men, be a little bit more open to allow them to express that to you. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we ain't gonna go nowhere and we gonna just have a whole DL community. Everything's just gonna keep being in the closet.
We already have a whole DL community.
It's already there.
Yeah.
It's already there.
Yeah.
It's just gonna keep growing.
And the thing is, it's like you can't keep trying to make somebody want to keep something a secret. Like, it's like, just be honest with me. Just be honest with me. If you tell me, just be honest
Can
with
I be
me.
Honest?
And then I'm honest with you. Yeah. And you're like, wow.
Get yeah. out.
Get the
yeah.
fuck out of my house.
Yeah.
But it's like, but I thought you'd be
ass.
Here for me.
Right, right. Look, right.
You know, right. Now this is my sorry for 2004. And I'm just trying to figure out
right.
what did I do
she
wrong?
All
like, Jesus.
No, you're right. You're right.
That's fucked up.
No.
You know, and it happens a lot.
No, a whole lot.
And it's like, if you want me, like, to accept you for your bullshit, accept me for my bullshit. Right. If you could tell me that you made out with one of your girlfriends in college, why is it bad that one of my homeboys sucked my dick?
Like, hello.
It's the same thing. Maybe not literally, because kissing and sucking dick is very different. Similar process, but I digress.
No, I digress too. Yeah. And I'm not going to lie. I say it all the time. I've talked to guys. Maybe their dicks wasn't as big as I like, but that honesty is another type of turn on. So when you finally get that trust.
Wait, so you tell them that the dick was little?
I mean, the dick was, it wasn't as big.
That personality wasn't shit for you to open the discussion with. That dick may not have been, you know what I'm saying?
But if you want to come inside.
But he was nice than a motherfucker. Like, nobody give a fuck.
I did like.
You still mad that the dick was little.
I was a little mad, but.
Okay, you was a little mad.
He aroused me in other ways because of his honesty. Shut the fuck up.
Was it his oral skills?
You know, there were other things that, you know, but he opened those kinks to me. And so, yes, we were able to do other shit, okay?
I mean, yeah.
And so it wasn't all about me being aroused with penetration, even though I like big dicks. I was being aroused.
Are you a size queen?
I'm a size queen like a
nasty
bitch.
I like that.
I'm such a size queen. Before we get out, we're going to go ahead and read one home mail. We're going to get off this fucking conversation. We're going to delve into kind of titles in another sense. Relationship titles.
I love it.
And so that's the question that we have today. Hey, guys. Let's not do this. This is one, sex with new people. We're not going to do that one because I want to do the relationship with y'all.
Okay.
One moment. If I can motherfucking find it. Nope, I can't find it.
Oh, they are jamming over there?
So wait, we just talked about size queens. We're going to go into size queens conversation then.
Okay, here we go.
Because now I can't find it, and I thought I saved it. So it says, so I began to work my way backwards from episode 81, and now I'm at episode 9, and felt compelled to chime in on Mandy's comment about a waste of a good dick. This past summer, I finally decided to explore the Wheezy White options and met a Jewish white guy. He was nerdy, red-haired, and scrawny, and reminded me of Mort Goldman from Family Guy. Oh, Lord.
Ew.
What the fuck? Although he was the absolute opposite of the type of men I'm used to, which are black and Caribbean, I decided to try this guy out because he was weak and easy to dominate him and to buy me everything, but also had a monster cock. Yes, Mandy, I know, cock. Ill. But that's precisely what it was. It had to be at least 10 inches with amazing thickness and girth. So, girl, I was excited. Especially since everywhere we went, he was eager to show me how rock hard it would get and how much he wanted me. So now.
I think I know him.
Oh, shit. So now he finally gets to have me and it's half hard and he has to double hand it to put it inside of me.
Yeah.
I'm instantly pissed. I didn't come, but I don't tell him that or show him my disappointment because I'm assuming it's nerves and was willing to have him try again. The second time and third time. Thereafter, he would try again and nothing but his half-hard, dissatisfying mess of a monster cock of shit. On this third and last time, it got to the point I couldn't take it anymore and burst into tears and finally told him.
Just go home, Sarah. Just go home. Why are you crying over the dick?
Literally crying.
Why don't you want to fuck me?
He couldn't explain it, so I instantly felt it was me and my self-esteem went to hell. We are simply friends now and don't exchange anything but friendly texts, but can't help but feel like it was all due to his lack of attraction towards me. Oh, what do I do with this feeling?
Don't cry.
Love, back to black. I wanted to bring this up because I did want to talk about this quickly because it actually fits something close to my friend right now. My friend right now is she's having casual sex, but she too is having an issue with guys staying hard, getting hard, or coming too fast. And these are all issues that
they're
all different men. That's why I said casual. They pay masters.
Depends.
They're paymasters.
This could go either way, because if they nutting too fast,
right,
she might, you know, have that. But
pet thing.
Right. But if they not even able to get there, then she might have.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So these are three multiple, like, different problems that we as women sometimes attach to ourselves in sex when there could be other issues involved. Yeah. So for the guys that she was dealing with that couldn't stay hard in a condom, they were also married. So those guys, I like to give them the benefit of the doubt. You just like raw pussy.
Right.
So there's that issue. But then there's also the issue of erectile dysfunction. There's the issue of the
maybe he's a bottom.
Well, there you go, too. Maybe he's not into that. Or to me, I go back into the mental state that a lot of us don't look at during sex. Mm-hmm. There's arousal levels. Maybe he's so nervous he can't get hard. Maybe he's so drunk he can't get up. Maybe he went into the bathroom and you didn't notice and he sniffed a line and that shit is just a gummy bear.
Maybe he's still high.
You know, maybe. So
maybe
I kinda,
she had a hole in her sock. You know what I'm saying? You never know. Right. It might not even be circumstantial.
Wait, maybe when you went to the bathroom, you saw a rat run by.
Because nobody want nobody laying up in the bed with no dirty ass. First of all, don't wear white socks, period.
A
white dingy sock with a hole, it might have been that. Maybe her baby toenail wasn't polished all the way. And maybe he just was like, you know what, bitch, you couldn't even make the effort to talk. You know what?
No, you know what? That's true. Because I had laser the other day, and I've been looking at this one patch of hair that's grown back, right? And I'm like, maybe a guy will not like this.
You know? Right.
So it could be little things like
little
that.
Little things
that's
like that.
That's why I've been is like this.
Yep.
My thigh high, you know? Don't look at it now.
But see? I wanted to bring that up because so many of us, we put the pressure on women to please these men. Mm-hmm. So as women to sit there, like she said, she burst into tears. First off, that's funny as fuck.
Because it's sad.
It is sad. But to have the mentality that he's not getting hard because I'm not doing something. Sis.
Listen, I've dealt with a similar situation with two different guys, and I'm going to break it down to you real
break
quick.
It down
now,
real
this
quick.
Is my personal experience, so if I didn't cry, just for the record. So there was this one guy. None of the guys that I date have anything in common, really. Like, some are short, some are tall, whatever. So there was this one guy that I was dating, and I had a crush on him for a long time. He was all fine, nice body. Ooh. So the first time we had sex, it was great. It was, you know, it was a Valentine's Day treat for him. So,
for him.
Yeah, it was great. What, you know, didn't last as long as I expected. It wasn't as long as I expected. It was just a short story all around. But, you know, we did have sex, but he was good with his tongue. So I was like, oh, this is
great.
It made up for it. So the foreplay was amazing, right? The dick was good, slid hard the first time, whatever. Then, like, the second and third time we had sex, I felt like it wasn't as hard or it wouldn't stay hard. And I'm like, is it me? Is it the patch? Like, is it me? And then I'm like, okay, well, it can't be me because he keeps calling. Like, I didn't hit him up because I didn't really have fun that much. But, you know, to keep my numbers down, I said, all right, whatever.
You know, you went back to one.
Welcome back to the palace. So the second and third time, it wasn't as hard. It didn't stay hard, whatever. So I thought it was me. And it's obviously him.
Did you talk to him about it?
No, I just stopped having sex with him. Because I'm like,
okay,
I don't have time. I mean, we are still friends. Hey, baby, if you're watching this, we're still friends, but he's just not for me. But also I've heard maybe what we did sexually is not what he likes. Maybe he's versatile. Maybe he likes somebody who's more assertive.
Right.
Maybe, I don't know. But I just was like, it can't be me because if it was me that wasn't turning you on, you wouldn't be calling me.
Right.
You know, you're still calling, like, and it's not like to this day, this was like 4 years ago, still calls me.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's like, okay, well, it can't be me. Obviously, your dick works, but maybe he's just doing drugs or something.
Right,
I don't know.
Right.
Whatever. Then this other nigga that I started fucking with, he is like, everything that I could ever have dreamt of.
Oh, God, one of these.
You know,
I know where this is
one
going.
One of those 6'3", why do I like you? Pete Davidson kind of like, what's wrong with you, but I love you kind of a thing. Like, you look stupid, but I want you inside of me.
Okay.
You know, so whatever.
But a fuckboy, nonetheless.
Aren't they all? Allegedly. So we was dipping and doing it, but his thing was he would never come. Right? And it was like, but my thing was too, like, after like an hour, 2 hours, I'm like, all right, I gotta go. I'm off this Lexococcus. So he like, we would just be fucking. But the thing is, he was a heavy drinker. So he was like drinking and smoking mad cigarettes, and he just wouldn't come. Then one day I sucked his dick and it was over in like 2 seconds. But guess what? He wasn't drunk. It was the morning after. We spent the night, woke up. You know,
so just knowing. Yeah, so all it was like, okay, so that affect.
Yeah, so I was like, at first I thought, oh, it might be maybe I'm a loosey goose and I don't even realize it, you know. But I was like,
you're not
bitch, please talk to me nice. I could grip a pin right now.
Not a fucking pin. Say
I'm holding it right now.
So with that being said,
you,
I want to bring
you
this.
You said you're holding the pin right now.
I'm holding the pin right now.
That's why that hair only in one spot.
Look, with your high ass, he called that shit about 52 seconds late. You said a pen.
He said you hold a pin right now.
You said a pen.
You see, if you could grip, no, a pin. Bing, can you hear me now?
Oh.
That, a pin.
Hello.
A pin. Because if you could grip a pin, you could grip anything. I mean, Jesus, how skinny does your dick have to be? You know? But, nah, I'm just fucking around.
I wanted to bring this up because Dustin got a dick, so we're going to talk about your dick a little bit, if you don't mind. You thought you was going to get out of here skate-free? No, we got
yeah, nigga,
ass.
I did.
Now we about to talk about Dustin's dick, y'all. For all of you who really came for Dustin's dick, hey, we're at the part of the show for
that
now.
Is
that
the Instagram page? Dustin's dick?
Dustin's dick. Yeah, okay. We're going to get
they
one. We're going to start one.
Damn.
But I wanted to talk to you and talk about, look, and about the different ways that your feelings, your moods, your state of mind, all of those things affect
my
you.
Penis?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think I only have sex when I'm horny and in a sexy mood.
Okay.
So for me, I've never been like about to fuck and my dick didn't get hard. If I was about to fuck, I was excited to have sex. So
right.
I think a lot of that, some of that plays into it when people just put themselves in situations unnecessarily. Sometimes
yeah,
you be so excited at the prospect.
Yeah. Okay.
That, you know what I'm saying? You say yes to everything, but maybe you shouldn't. It's all right to be tired. Shit. It's all right to, you know, not tonight, the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It's all right
Speak
to hit
it.
Me up tomorrow type shit. You know, but sometimes sex wakes you up when you're tired. You know what I'm saying? So if you are tired, sometimes it's good to have sex. I think everybody knows their body and their agency.
Okay.
So, you know when, you know, all systems are go.
And that's the thing. Like, people know their bodies, but you have to realize they might not know it under certain drugs. They may not know it under certain alcoholic beverages.
That's why you don't do that stuff before you fuck then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're drunk, you're so excited, but... too excited.
Right. And then it affects other parts of the body. And the same for women. If maybe, you know, you're super horny, but maybe you realize you're not getting as wet as you thought you would be. I know I've judged myself like, oh, I must really not like this nigga because my pussy wasn't as wet. And we had a conversation where sometimes, depending on your cycle, your pussy might not get as wet. Depending on your stress levels, your hormones, like, you know, I really would sometimes think if my pussy didn't get wet, maybe I really didn't like you like that. And so I want... the women who think that with dicks, not Dustin's dick, but the dicks that you're taking, whether in your mouth, your ass, all three holes.
Any orifice.
You know.
Because ears matter.
No. No one's fucking in ears.
You could.
Wait, you think that's a kink? You think dicks are fake?
That bitch just said here, not you. Earlier, it was a bitch that said here. I ain't even gonna go into that, but you know.
No, you missed. So an upcoming guest we just spoke. She was saying a lot. You're right.
Hello.
You're right. I'm just gonna say you're right. Oh, she.
I don't like when I'm kissing a guy and they lick my ear.
I'm not.
I feel like that is so gross to me.
I lick ears.
You lick ears.
I don't like it.
Yeah, now you. That's the thing. Anything you do with your mouth, like when you're kissing somebody, you shouldn't have a lot of spit. No way, that's nasty.
Right.
But like licking ears. That turns people on.
A nibble might be okay.
I think if you suck in dick, it should be sloppy though. Like
no,
kissing.
Yeah, that needs to be wet.
But like if you kiss him, like I don't like people kissing my ear because I feel like you put like when you put your tongue in my ear, you hear that weird like. It's like, oh God, what is that? I don't like. Am I gonna get an ear infection? I don't like it. That's not sexy to me. But I'm also a stupid little bitch because I'm never like, you know, I don't like it. I'm kind of just like.
why is he there
with
still?
His tongue in my ear? And I'm just like, when did I get to this point in my life?
And we talk about that a lot too. And communication, sis, if your nigga like getting in your ear and you don't like that shit, tell him. Listen,
tell him.
I don't like that shit in real life.
On behalf of the nigga council, on behalf of the nigga brethren, I'm speaking for us all. Tell us if you don't like that shit. That same, just how vocal you were just now, Jamie Paris. You know what I'm saying? Speak on it. Like, speak up so that niggas ain't playing theyself. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right. You're right.
And because sex is supposed to be enjoyable for everybody involved.
Speak
so if you don't like
it.
Something, speak up. I don't like being bit. Don't be biting
right.
my nipples and biting
like
me and shit. Like, get the fuck on. I don't like that. That hurts. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that shit. Somebody
shit
tried to slap me one time.
You can bite me a little bit, but I don't like to get. I don't like spanking.
Mm-hmm. You don't like spanking. You don't like spanking.
No.
I only like it when I ask for it. Ironically.
Yeah, well, that's
so
what
I
you
do,
like.
Yeah.
It. Yeah, that's
but only when I like it. When
exactly.
I just get slapped out of nowhere, then it's like, wait, I don't think I'm like, why'd you just slap me?
So I there hit is. Your ass back.
And now we're fighting.
Right.
Naked. Fucking.
Right. The fucking fighting. Hey, all of it in between. Well, I hope that you guys took so much from this episode. I don't listen because it was a mouthful, goddamn. But I love.
Not that one nigga, apparently.
Listen, look, so now we're going back to the bigger pause.
Oh, wait. You know what I was just thinking,
Uh-oh.
Hold
what
up.
Else you don't like, sis?
Maybe his dick was so big it couldn't get fully hard.
No, she already said
those?
He had been sporting it, showing her like when it was super hard. Low key, I think
hard.
It was something wrong with her. I'm just gonna say
it probably
you
was.
Think
Danielle.
So?
Yeah, it's just something.
Y'all,
wrong.
I just said women can't think it's them, and now we ended with I think it was her.
No, because I
no,
get
like,
I get.
I'm going to say what everybody's thinking. You know what I'm saying?
It
bitch
could be.
You.
It could like if guys bite their nails, that turns me off.
Yeah,
okay,
I hate that.
Well, it could have been maybe the way she was sucking his dick. He didn't enjoy it, and he didn't vocalize it. We're gonna get down to that. Like, let's not make it seem like it was just her. Maybe he wasn't communicative and. What wasn't turning him
could
on?
Could have been did she have on a big ass old ass family reunion T-shirt? What did she have on?
Stop,
you gotta think.
With the white sock with the hole.
With
wait,
hole,
y'all really don't like the
Mitch
big
match
T-shirts
socks.
And shit.
If it's a cute T-shirt,
it gotta be a cute
yeah,
T-shirt.
The fact that it's a big T-shirt don't make you sexy.
Yeah,
you know
I think it
saying?
Has to be the guy's T-shirt. Like
if
you wear your man's T-shirt, he might think it's sexy. But for him to just come home and it's like, oh, whose shirt is that? Oh, this one I wear to Six Flags.
Like, motherfucking hell.
Why are you wearing your grandmother's Walt Disney
right.
shirt. Like,
wait,
that's not sexy.
That shit ain't sexy.
It's all faded and shit.
So when they say you got your T-shirt and panties on, he want it to be his shirt.
His
and some
T-shirt
panties.
And your panties that you picked. The T-shirt
okay.
that he left on the floor when he took it off to fuck you, that still kind of smelled like that little Jean-Paul Gaultier, that little
oh,
Eros,
yeah,
or
that,
you know, Paco Rabanne still has, like, lingering on it. Or if he really got money, Bond number 9. You know, yeah. something
really,
like that.
He really got
know?
Money with the $350 bottle.
That's what I'm saying, because Eros is always on sale, but that is a good choice. That is a good fucking choice. And sometimes you get the box that comes with a free wallet, ladies.
You
free game,
you, right? Free game.
You're welcome. Talk to me.
See,
nice.
This is why we started free charging game. For some shit.
Yep.
This need to be charged. You good,
yep.
bitch? I'm gonna need you to come
Listen,
back home.
I'm a frugal bitch. Talk to me. Nice.
Well, before we go ahead and sign out again, I appreciate both of y'all for coming on, having this conversation. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Where can our listeners find the two of you? We gonna start once again, ladies first.
Well, you could find me on Instagram and Snapchat is Jamie Paris.
Spell
Jamie. J-A-E-M-Y Paris, P-A-R-I-S. If you don't know how to spell Paris, sucks to be you. and that is the same thing on my Snapchat. So like, share, comment, follow.
And if you guys are in New York City, feel free to hit me up or the Black Skin couple, the swinger couple that we had on. They're the ones who told me about fairy tales. I'm so excited to be in a city like New York City where this is an option. You may need to research if you're in smaller cities or smaller towns. This may not be, you know, available for you. But in New York City, there's a place called Fairy Tales. Look it up. I'm not going to give y'all the address.
Yes. Just follow me on Instagram.
It.
Y'all know where all the transgender parties are, where we got some hot chicks and a lot of them got dicks. Oh, so you're welcome.
Yes, absolutely. And where can they find you, my beautiful, lovely Dustin?
So, no, all my social media is Look at Dustin. You know where the fuck I be at.
I know, but they
may not
know.
All my social media is Look at Dustin.
Right.
Look at Dustin.
Look at Dustin.
It started out because that was my Instagram. I felt like that's my name, Dustin. You look at pictures of me on there, so it made sense.
Look
right?
at that. Yes. So like, yeah, that's a good one.
You get on my nerves. Not only that, do you have any more tour dates coming up? Where
yes.
can people see you live? Go ahead
so
and drop that.
I will be in Orlando November 17th.
Hometown Fold 7.
What do you do?
Yeah.
He's been humble. This is a lit nigga right here.
Oh, okay.
Getting them checks.
Anyway,
I won't say the brand because
so
they ain't paying me.
I will be in November. Oh, no, I can say it, though. So November 17th, you can catch me on tour with McDonald's at the Florida
yes,
Blue
McDonald's
Classic.
Cut I think the check, bitch.
Is it Florida Blue Classic?
I love French fries.
Is that what that
is
class
it the
is in Orlando? Yeah.
FAMU versus BCC.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, you going down there for the classic.
Yeah.
You going to be, it's so ratchet.
It's lit.
Oh, my
we
God.
We just did Alabama.
See, this was meant to be because
listen.
McDonald's,
hello.
Red and yellow.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Boom, boom.
I'm loving that shit.
Boom.
Ooh,
see?
Remixed
see?
It. And what else? So after Orlando,
yeah, so
you going
that.
Out the classic.
And then we'll
you
be in
lit.
D.C.
D.C.?
In December.
Okay.
You can watch me on Grown Man Shit. I'm talking to you, to the camera right here. You can catch me on Grown Man Shit on CashThisLife.com. The Friend Zone podcast every Wednesday. It's available on all your platforms. So Apple Podcasts, Spotify, if that's your thing. Tidal, you know what I'm saying? Stitcher, whatever you know, wherever you can find us, you can catch us there. What else? What else, baby?
You, I hate you so much.
We're not
and
live
this week
with
you
Axio.
Can find Dustin on YouTube. I do want to shout out once again all of our YouTube viewership. Also, one last shout out to all of you who are patrons. If you guys know, we do have a platform where you can receive bonus content for as low as $5 a month. You get bonus episodes. We're working on possibly dropping a third bonus. I'm a busy ass bitch. I don't know if I have time
always
to commit
working.
Yet. But until y'all can get me to quit my motherfucking job, we may have to hold off on that. But I appreciate all of you who support the brand. We are trying to bring merch to y'all. We're trying to get out here in these streets. Hopefully 2019 you see more of us. Again, check out that Purple Panties podcast. It's fucking lit. And y'all can catch me everywhere at Full Court Pumps. Catch us on Instagram at horrible_decisions. And again, if you want to send your home mail in, hit us up at horribledecisions@gmail.com. This has been yet another motherfucking episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye,
Slug.
I'm proud of you, Mandy.